Welcome to His Position, the Disposition of a Man, where iron sharpens iron. I'm your host, Terrence Moore, and today we'll be discussing the topic, Make Space for What's Next. Quote, you have to create space. You have to remove something. You have to break something down in your life in order to bring in the new. Catherine Zenkina. The longer you live, the more you accumulate. Physically, this could include clothes, shoes, furniture, jewelry, and art. Mentally, this could include friends, romantic relationships, broken hearts, trauma, disappointments, betrayals, and shattered dreams. This can take a toll on you, weighing you down over time. There will be moments in life when something needs to be removed. Whether or not you decide to let it go will determine the direction your life takes. You can remain in your comfort zone, maintaining your iron grip on the status quo, or you can make the decision to create the space necessary for new energy to flow into your life. Quote, you create more space in your life when you turn your excess baggage to garbage. Kinonye Kidolu. The removal of physical baggage seems to be much easier than eliminating mental and emotional baggage. Trauma from the past tends to relentlessly replay itself, leading you to relive those experiences over and over again. When past trauma becomes a permanent part of your psyche, you allowed it to taint your future. Every interaction will be viewed through a traumatized lens. Your future decisions will be influenced by an unhealed past. This results in a tainted view of people, opportunities, and life. When you make the decision to do what's necessary to discard the baggage of the past into your emotional trash can, only then will you feel free enough to move in alignment with your spirit. Quote, losing will not always amount to a loss. Sometimes you have to lose those toxic relationships and bad habits to create a space for better things. Gift Gugu Mona. Every loss isn't really a loss. It's all about perspective. Feelings of disappointment can make it difficult to view the situation objectively. When we don't get what we want, our egos feel just as bruised as our hearts. When processed incorrectly, it can feel like rejection. What we wanted didn't want us. The pain of unrealized dreams can be extremely difficult to bear. It normally isn't until our emotions have subsided that we're able to recognize the divine ordering of our steps. What feels like a loss will eventually reveal what God had waiting for you all along. Quote, create the space and a bigger life happens. Alicia Reiner. Making room for what's next opens your life to a world of possibilities. Walking away from that unhealthy relationship creates space for the person of your dreams to enter your life. That soul-draining job doesn't have to be your final destination. Take the steps necessary to create new career opportunities more in line with who you are and what you desire in life. Seeking professional help to overcome traumatic experiences from your past will put you on the path to healing. Moving forward with a healed mind and spirit will open you up to more possibilities than you could ever imagine. Your capacity is limited, internally and externally, so making space in your life is imperative. Making space will make it easier to see yourself, to see your life, and recognize what needs to be changed. Physical, emotional, and spiritual disarray results in a cluttered life. It's time to take out the trash. Thanks for listening to His Position, the Disposition of a Man, where iron sharpens iron. And always remember, just because you can, doesn't mean you should. Take care, everyone. God bless.